the Next Level Loan Officers podcast. To learn more about Next Level Loan Officers, go to becomenl.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Next Level Loan Officers podcast, the number one podcast for loan officers by loan officers. And special treat today, you get Shane Kidwell and myself. And just really quickly, friends, if you don't know about this, the Next Level community has launched to the entire world for you listeners out there who probably thought we were a high-end coaching platform. Well, first of all, that changed a year and a half ago, and we became marketable and affordable to everyone. And we just changed our entire platform. You can join and be part of Next Level for $197 a month. All you have to do is go to becomenl.com and $197 a month.
Well, man. Yeah, you said $197 a month, but yes. You can do that if you want. But even better, why not just join for $197 a year? And join like an incredible tribe of like-minded people.
You know, so please join us on the other side. But as always, we're here to provide immense value. And Shane and I wanted to come on today. We've had a very similar journey over the last several months from both resigning from some corporate exec positions and pivoting and doing something different. That we saw on the market in big part thanks to being a part of Next Level and the changes that are happening, and really just to be happier individuals ourselves as well too. So, dude, Shane, tell us what's going on.
Yeah, I think what's really important is, you know, as we're going through a season of change in the mortgage industry, those who survive, and like the word survival is going to have a different definition today than it will in 12 months. We'll look back in 12 months and we'll say those who survived were thriving. They were building the foundation for their business. They were building the foundation for the next boom. But I think what's most important is, you know, we had people in our lives, Sean, speaking into our blind spots, whether it was, you know, in my life, I have a great counselor that has been a great wise counselor of mine for years, and a business coach who is also has a background in being a pastor. And so like I have people, you have people that have been speaking into our lives, and you touched on it briefly, but we both were in the corporate world. And on the sales side for mortgage companies, and you ran a large region. I had ran a region and transitioned to running corporate sales. And the reality was we both had to take a hard look at what we wanted and why it mattered. And what we both wanted was time with our families, you with your boys, me with my daughter, building balance, and also realigning what matters in business with what matters for the market. And I think that that's really important, because if you feel like what mattered in 2020 to people is the same thing that you should be focusing on today, you haven't jumped on the train and it's leaving the station. And we both did that. And so although it was hard, we both stepped down from great roles with great companies, right? And good people. It wasn't because we had conflict or turmoil. It's because we wanted something different for our lives and we wanted to realign priorities. And so number one, for anybody on the call today, have you looked at your life and your priorities? And is it time to realign? Is it time to reset? And if you don't know, get with somebody, a friend, somebody who's non-judgmental, a counselor, a pastor, a business coach, somebody. Maybe jump into a Power 90 accountability group and just share where you're at. You know, we had an amazing call on Monday, Sean, and one of our members. So every Monday we got on a call called The Lowdown. And we take feedback from all of our members, and we just answer questions and have an open, transparent conversation. And I remember one member said, I'm struggling. I just had to lay off a staff member. I'm not where I want to be. Is everybody out there just killing it? Am I alone? And of course, the reality is hundreds of our members are in the exact same position, right? But what do we do to pivot? And Sean, I think that that's really what is exciting for me, stepping back into origination. You know, ironically, you and I stepped back into origination at either arguably the best time or the worst time. And you know what will dictate that answer is us and what we do and our actions that matter personally and professionally over the next 12 to 24 months.
Yeah. I mean, and it's funny because it was the best time or it was the worst time. And both of those statements are true for every single person in the industry right now, depending on what your ATMs are, what the actions that matter that we take. And so it's been really eye-opening for me. You know, Shane, we've heard for years people in the industry guys coaching people who have never originated a loan or haven't originated a loan in 20 years, they will tell you over and over and over again, you're not as important as you think you are. And I want to tell you something. If you're listening to this right now and anybody's feeding you that line of bull turds, then I don't think we've ever said bull turds on a podcast before.
I think that might be worse than saying bullshit.
Oh, okay. they are lying to you. They're wrong. They're out of touch and they have no idea what's going on with the industry and what's going on. And I'll share exactly why in a minute. But Shane, you just did something really cool. Seattle Brewery with 100+ agents. And tell us what you did.
Yeah, the goal for me when I step back in origination, and first off, I just want to really cement and nail what you said. You are so important. And we actually were taught that myth. And then we shared that myth to others because we didn't know any better. And we do. And that's the beauty of being in Next Level, is we're in the trenches and we are transparent, right? Like we would all say, man, we're not as important as we think we are. We got a team to do all that. The reality is there are things that team members can do as good as you, but you are the most important member of your team always. And really the reality is everybody is the most important member of the team, right? So when I decided to step down from my corporate role, I not only decided to step down, what we also decided was to give up corporate paychecks. And so when I stepped down from my corporate paycheck, I said to myself, what's the number one thing I can do in my pivot? Like I'm pivoting right now and I have to build momentum and I have to get out there and I have to kind of change the story that people have had of Shane for the last couple of years. Owns a mortgage company, entrepreneur, always out and about traveling, not really necessarily grounded in his local market. I had to shift that. And so one of the cool things about Next Level is there's community members that everyone has a great idea. Every community member, and we've over 800 of them now, I think, 700-800 of them,
yeah,
all have a great idea. One of our members, he's in New York and he's awesome, man. He's like the West Coast, the East Coast got a little edge to him. And I love that. And he was doing these events and inviting hundreds of agents to him. But it wasn't like Shane Mortgage LLC is inviting you to an event where I'm going to give you a free glass of Chardonnay. It was this cool branded thing that had nothing to do with mortgage is inviting you to event with other agents to network and grow. And so I sat down with my team. I said, guys, this is our number one focus for the next 30 to 45 days. We're going to do an event in 30 days. And of course I say 45 because after the event is equally, if not more important than during the event. We said our number one goal is I have to get re-engaged in the local market. And one of my passions is being a connector of people, right? Like I'm not necessarily as passionate about sitting down with an agent talking through loan products as I am sitting down with somebody who's a professional entrepreneur and connecting them with other people, other resources to grow their business. With that being one of my superpowers and one of my passions, I needed to create an event where I could do that. And so we created an event called Brewery PNW Pacific Northwest. We didn't market it as a mortgage event. It was for real estate agents only. And you know, you obviously have to kind of tell some people no, like it's not an event for them. And that's okay. We had that come up with a local lender who felt like, you know, it was not okay for me to only have it for real estate agents. And I said, hey, I respectfully disagree. Like you can do your own event.
But this is so funny how somebody can come and tell us it's not fair. Like I should be able to come to your event and you should mine.
Yeah. And you know, listen, I have an abundance mindset. At the same time, my job is to sharpen my sword and my spear to go hunt for my family first and foremost. Like I can't be generous to the community if I have no resources to be generous with. So, and secondly, my family is number one. Number two is my branch and my company. And I'm going to go to bat for those guys each and every day. And so I was very, very strong-willed in not allowing outside influences into our event. So here's what we did. We didn't just do an event. We had a content creation calendar where every day we were creating content. Now, what really made this event go from zero to 100 agents in 30 days, and like we had over 90% attendance, which is unbelievable for a 30-day plan for an event. You know, in fact, we went to a location where they didn't, like the food truck didn't show up, and like everything that could go wrong, there was no internet there, like that could go wrong went wrong, and we crushed it. What we did is we found other agents that were like-minded, and we created this ambassador program. I said, hey, Sean, you know, you work for the local Keller Williams and you have an amazing reputation. And here's the vision for this event. It's not a mortgage company putting on an event. It's an event for agents with no pitch. And there was no pitch. Like, we didn't pitch our mortgage company at the event. We connected people. We rubbed elbows. We made friendship. And then you do the mortgage pitch later once you're friends with people. We got these ambassadors on board and excited. So then we were recording them sharing the message about the event. And so now it's like, well, if all the cool kids in school are going to the party, first off, what's this party and why don't I know about it? And how do I get into the party? And we strategically made a decision to charge for this event. So a couple things. Number one, it's so important to be doing events right now and filling that vacuum because other people are cutting back on their budgets. You need to double down. Like, and you can argue with me on that all day. You're going to lose. Right now, there are several areas that you need to double down on your marketing, your investment, your lead spend, whatever works in your market, double down on that right now because your impact isn't going to be like, if you spend $1,000 today and you got $1,000 of value 2 years ago, you'll get $10,000 today for that value because less people are doing that investment. So we made this an awesome event. We gave away a MacBook Air, one of our sponsors. We had local sponsors, insurance companies. So basically what we did is we had almost like a BNI group where we had a title rep, an insurance company, an inspector, but only one. They became ambassadors. We protected their market so they could have conversations with people without, you know, it being a business card game where everyone's giving out business cards. And so it created this really cool environment, high level ambassadors, engagement every day. We sold out twice, right? So we had room for 50 people. We sold out. We didn't even ask for permission. We just doubled it. And then we went to the brewery later and said, hey, are you good with the 100 people? And we actually filled the entire brewery. And then we charged for it. So A, have an event that's not a mortgage specific event. B, have ambassadors that are helping invite and creating a buzz. C, create content, talk about this every day, make sure you sell out and tell everybody you sell out and then have a waiting list. And D, charge. We charge $10 a head. And the goal of that wasn't that we were trying to make money. We wanted to just break even. But what really we wanted is we didn't want people showing up because they wanted a free glass of Chardonnay. We wanted people who are like, man, for 10 bucks, if I get to surround myself. And so time and time again, as I was walking around the room, shaking hands, catching up with people, I saw an agent I hadn't worked with in 10 years. I saw top producing agents from all over our market. One of the things that kept ringing true was the quality of people in this room is so high, right? It wasn't those like hanger-oners who are looking for something for free or who like before they even get done shaking your hand or are handing you their business card. Like that wasn't the quality of the room. And so we came out of that event. We marketed our next event, which we're doing this month, Mixology and Mortgages. We're bringing in a high-end bartender. It's 25 people. It's $25. We'll sell that event out. It's very small, very strategic. We have another brewery coming up in end of January. And now this is our cadence. Now we are the connectors to the masses. We are the networking group for agents. They know our brand. And this has been such a powerful way for me to pivot amidst a very unique market.
Pretty easy way to dominate when you just execute on a plan, huh, Shane?
Well, you know, and the thing is, Sean, is I would have, the Shane of 5 years ago would have created my own idea. The Shane of today said, who has a really good idea that I can just latch onto, right? And that's the power of the group. This guy had created it. It worked. I put my spin and my tweaks to it, but it's copy, paste, repeat, right? There's no new idea. There's just new ways of doing ideas. And that's what was so powerful. So it worked really well. That was the number one thing for me in my market. Stepping back in a very unique time, creating that event, creating that celebrity expert in my marketplace was huge for me and my team. What about you? So you stepped in, I mean, and you've been out of like actually originating for quite some time.
8 years. Yeah. So two things. One, we have an event that we're planning for January, our own version of Brewery, but I'm doing an educational event and I'm charging, I only have 25 seats. It's going to be in my conference room. That's as much as it'll hold. I am charging every single realtor to come get value out of this event. Because again, I know like, and I'm even telling them like, you know, I'm not doing this for the money. I'm doing this because you're not going to take somebody else's seat. And I want to make sure you understand the value. I mean, it's $5 that I'm charging them, but I know that if I get $5 from them, that mental commitment is so much more. And the other thing that I know, the most important thing is, all those people who would just sign up for a free ticket, you'd be like, oh, well, something came up. that $5 is a big enough barrier to entry that they just won't sign up and waste somebody else's spot for that. You know, you were talking about leaving cushy jobs. Dude, not only did I have a nice salary, but I mean, dude, I own my building. My rent was my mortgage plus a lot extra was getting paid. So I left all of that behind. Now, I've recorded some podcasts already on that. That doesn't mean you should do it. There's a lot of things that that go into that whole decision. But we were just talking about earlier, and I'm sorry. I want to, first of all, I was saying how much it was bullshit for somebody to ever tell you that you're not as important as you think you are. And, but you know what, guys, I did that for a long time. I told people that too. So if I ever told you that advice, maybe it was appropriate at one time. It's definitely not now. And now that I'm back into my full-time origination, let me tell you the difference. So first of all, when I left my old gig, I got to spin three people off into P&Ls. I got to set a whole bunch of people up for success. And it's so funny how, when you do certain things, one of the people that I spun off to do their own thing has since like left my old company and went to go be somebody else's number two. And I was so shocked that I gave somebody an opportunity that they would have never had on the planet before. Somebody who always said they wanted more, who once they had it, didn't commit to move forward. And my number one gripe with my team. So if you are in my position, if you do have a big team like I had and like Shane had, you should always have a team that carries your name. So I've always had the Sean Z team. And 8 years later, the biggest relationships, one which is Google, and two and three were two other realtor relationships that I had brought into the team, were still the top relationships that we had. And we'd lost, like, you know, it wasn't very painful, because I had quite a few agents that really liked us. They gave us three deals, four deals, but they just kind of went away. Well, I don't believe coffee appointments are dead, especially for the people that I really liked back in the day. And so I've been rekindling those and going back and meeting and breaking bread. And one of the other things that I like to do, I like to ruck. It's a weighted backpack thing, and you can go Google it. So I like to make my meetings memorable. So I'll invite people to coffee for my walk and talks. And then I go out to my truck and I grab my rucksack and I put it on. So definitely do something if you can to make yourself memorable. I'm plenty weird. I could probably do it anyway, but that just adds to it. And over and over and over again, these agents that I'm meeting with, they're like, Sean, you got all my business again. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, and they're like, well, I got this other lender and they're actually giving me deals, but I just always really liked you and your team was fine, but they just weren't you. And I love the way you handled and dealt with my clients. I can't believe you're doing this again. And I was just like, dang. And my team was great. Like, they did such a good job at handling the transaction and the loan. But man, we go back to what Shane originally said. Is this the best time or the worst time? I'm just realizing this was the best time I could have ever possibly chosen to do this. First of all, because I can see myself 20 years down the road doing this, whereas I had my resignation letter written for a long time. I just wasn't sure when I was going to turn it in for how much I hated my old job. And number two, like, man, I'm having fun again. I love talking to borrowers who like want to do something or excited about it. I'm talking to realtors who aren't whining about turn times being too long or aren't complaining that now they don't have business because they didn't listen to me when turn times were too long to get the things that they needed to do now. And man, dude, it's just, Shane, it's filling my bucket so much again.
You know, Sean, I love that. And I think there's a couple things that really I want you to drive home. One, you know, you step back in, no excuses, no, the sky is falling. Like a tactician, it's get to work. And you said, okay, what are the things that are working for me? Now, I want to put a bookmark on that, because what you also said, which is so important, is you had these other sources of business, Google, right? So you created residual income from the standpoint that you have something that is a renewable resource. And gang, now is a great time, because I know all of us, myself included, have more free time than we would like. Build those renewable resources today. Like, in Next Level, in the community, we have a training called the Magic Window, where Sean goes in detail on how do you leverage Google for reviews. Get off experience.com, no disrespect. Get off these other third-party platforms that benefit your company and drill in on something for yourself. That's a great training. It's a part of the community. That's one of the first
get things. Get off Zillow.
Get off Zillow.
To take your job.
Yeah. And like within our, in the community, when you sign up, you get a 30-day training camp, and that's one of the trainings in there. So I wanted to highlight that because you said that briefly, but for those who don't know, that's a powerful strategy. Now, I'd love for you to kind of close with this. So the number one relationships for you are your referral partners, right? And I remember you even brought one of your top referral partners to one of our masterminds. And I got to meet Kristen. She's awesome, man. Like, she is such a bulldog. What did you do? Like, how did you have that conversation with them? Because a lot of us have been focusing on the wrong things for the right reasons over the last couple of years. We were lazy busy. And now we got to get back out there and do some of those things. How did you have that conversation? And in closing, like, what did you do to solidify yourself as like the guy in their market?
So 8 years ago or now?
Now.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm really good at what I do, and I'm incredibly confident at my ability as a loan officer. Like, you know, you might be the second best here in St. Louis, but you're not the first. I am. And so I come across really clear with that when I'm meeting with my agents. They know that my number one job is to make them work less hours or spend less time with clients, because then they can make more per hour and I can create value that way. And so, like, it's really clear, like, do you want to work with the best? If you do, here I am. And if you want to work with the rest, that's cool too. So if you don't know your craft, if you don't, I mean, I have an amazing team. So of my team that was down to 53 when I left my old gig, there's three of us that opened our new company, Better Rate Mortgage. And my ops manager is now my chief operating officer. And the woman who helped me with everything still helps me with everything here now too. So when I tell somebody, if you want to work the best, here I am. And if you want to work the rest, that's okay too. Like, I've had one person, I've talked 30-ish agents, and I had one person that looked me in the eye and they were like, you say that to people? Like, every time. Yes.
Because you know your value, you know your worth, and you know your team. I mean, you took the top less than the top 10% of your team. And that's a pretty powerful statement to say, hey, I took the top 10% of my original team, and those are the only ones that made the cut.
I guess it was like, top 6%.
There you go. And like, that's a big deal. I love that. Well, Sean, in closing, I just, you know, I think that it's so important. Like, we have some similarities in actually our stories. And we got very, very clear in what we're good at. And it's not something that like other people are good at. Like, I am confident in putting on a high level event where people are going to get value. You are confident in your team and your value proposition and helping your agents generate wealth. It's not cocky when it's accurate, right? Like, if Aaron Judge stepped up to the plate and he pointed out to the stands like he was going to hit a home run, it's probably more confidence than cockiness, because he did it significantly more times than he didn't, right? I think that's huge. I think the other thing is too, is you got clarity, I got clarity. And as soon as we got clarity, and it happened around the same time, it was like, boom, we're pivoting, we're shifting. Don't allow other people's momentum to become your momentum, because it's never going to be as powerful and as fast as you being clear in your goals, in your vision, and what's right for you. And then lastly, we have an incredible tribe of people, the Next Level community. Like, I was just talking to somebody else. It's like, we're player coaches, man. We're like Lenny Wilkins for the old Seattle Supersonics when they won the national champion, the NBA championship in like the late 70s. We are coaches, we are owners, but we are players first and foremost. And like, we are in the trenches. And so when we get together with our people, we get to hear great ideas and level up what we're doing and how we're doing it. So I just love that about our group.
Those were great jerseys, Shane, by the way.
Dude, they were, man. We're bringing them back, I swear.
Well, friends, Shane, it was awesome to have this conversation with you. You have to take action. You have to focus on your actions that matter. Guys, come join us on the other side. What we give you in training camp for $197 a year. By the way, we offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. If you plug in and it doesn't work for you, we're more than happy to give you your money back. We created a program, a product, and a community that is second to none, and we back it up with every ounce of our blood, sweat, and tears, and our money. Shane, thank you very much. Friends, peace out.
Thanks, guys. See you on the other side.